Nathan Fraser Show, episode number 97, 5 things to focus on for success.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Fraser Show.
What is up, Free Market Squad, in the place to be? It's your boy, Nathan Fraser. I'm the high priest of propaganda. You, more importantly, you are the Free Market Squad. And today, in this episode, we're going to be talking about the 5 things that you need to focus on in order to be successful in life, in business, in things that you're trying to accomplish. We're gonna be focusing on what it is that sets apart people that succeed from people that fail. What is the biggest factor in setting apart people that are successful in life, successful in business, successful in personal ventures? And it's not going to be what you think. It's actually going to be 5 things that we're going to focus on today. So first of all, let me start off the show in typical Alex Jones fashion. I'm not bragging, but I'm pretty successful. I'm not bragging, but I know a lot of successful people. I'm fortunate. I've been able to build up 2 businesses. Both of them do fairly well. Throughout doing those 2 businesses, throughout building them up, I've been able to connect with a lot of very successful people. I have a lot of like uber successful people in my networking circle. So, and I've noticed a lot of overlap, a lot of character traits, a lot of mindsets that the most successful people in my life tend to share, and things that I've noticed in the way that I approach my own life as well. So I'm going to be talking about those 5 things. But first, I'm going to dispel some myths. So first of all, there's a couple of things that people like to attribute success to that I don't think have anything to do with success. The first one is going to be skin color. People say that your skin color has a lot to do with whether or not you're successful. I don't believe that. I know plenty of white trash people who live in the trailer park who are complete and utter failures at life. And I know a lot of, I mean, I could name some people of color. Michael Jordan, from when we were kids. Michael Jordan was like one of the most successful people that I ever looked up to as a kid. Thomas Sowell, I probably mispronounced his last name. A brilliant author, brilliant thinker, super successful author, and a black guy. Barack Obama ran and won president of the United States 2 terms in a row. Skin color never held him back. Jay-Z, another example of being black and still uber successful. And here's the deal. In my business, I work with a lot of people. A lot of those people are white. A lot of those people are black. A lot of those people are Hispanic. And skin color doesn't differentiate any of them. They all have success in common, and none of them have the same skin color in common. So skin color is not what makes you successful. The next thing, people say that gender can make or break your success. I agree. Again, I don't agree with that. I mean, you look at Oprah Winfrey, one of the most successful people in the world, owns a multi-billion dollar media empire, and she's got black skin and a vagina. So skin color or gender didn't hold her back. And there's tons of successful females out there. A lot of the most successful entrepreneurs in my network, people like Trish Leto, people like my cousin CJ, Paloma Lev, so many people to name. Some of the biggest hustlers out there that I know are female. Some of the most successful entrepreneurs out there that I know are female. So being a female doesn't prevent you from being successful. Here's another one. People like to say, well, you have to be born into privilege in order to be successful. If you want to start a million-dollar company, you have to start with $1 million. The only successful entrepreneurs are people that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Total bullshit. The majority of the entrepreneurs that I know, the majority of the uber successful business people that I know, were born into poverty. They were born without either lower middle class or lower class, poverty class, and were able to build themselves up. There's a phenomenon in free markets. I don't remember what it's called, but basically the gist of it is rags to riches and then back to rags again within three generations. What usually happens is one person is born into poverty, works their ass off to build up a very successful business, passes that wealth on to the next generation. And in America, 70% of self-made millionaires that try to pass their wealth and pass their skills of wealth building onto the next generation fail. 70% of self-made millionaires, the next generation that they pass that wealth onto squanders all of the wealth. And by the third generation, they're back to living in poverty again. So being born into a successful family, being born into privilege is not a key identifying factor on whether or not you will be successful. So if you don't have the right skin color, don't worry. You can still be successful. If you don't have the right thing dangling between your legs, don't worry. You can still be successful. If you weren't born into a wealthy family, don't worry. You can still be successful. Some of the most successful people I know didn't have any of those things going for them, and still they're the most successful people I know. Another thing, and this one actually I think has a lot to, this one is one of the few that I think actually can prevent success, and that's being able-bodied. If you're able-bodied, you definitely have an advantage over people who aren't. But here's the deal. I don't know how many of you have read a book. It was either Think and Grow Rich or it was Outwitting the Devil. I can't remember which book it was. It was one of Napoleon Hill's books where he talks about his son. He talks about his son's life experiences. Napoleon Hill's son was born with a defect. His ears didn't form correctly. The inner ear inside of his head didn't form correctly. So he was born with the inability to hear. And when he was very young, Napoleon Hill realized that although his son couldn't hear him, when he would read to his son, he would get his head right up, his mouth right up next to his son's head, and he would speak right at his son's skull, and his son could pick up the vibrations and make sense of the noise that way. And so that's what he did for his son, is he spoke to him that way. He would read to him and tell him stories and speak to him by coming right up next to his head and speaking directly to his skull. So he was born with a huge disadvantage in life. And his mom always was like, oh, son, you're disabled. You're not going to be able to do the things that other kids are able to do. The world's not going to treat you the same way they treat everybody else. They're going to look down upon you. They're going to see you as unsuccessful. You'll never be able to accomplish the things that other kids are able to accomplish. And his dad, Napoleon Hill, told him the exact opposite message. He said, look, you may have a disadvantage. Everybody has disadvantages, whether it's they weren't born the right gender, they weren't born the right skin color, they weren't born with fully functioning ears. Everybody faces some sort of disadvantage. In every single disadvantage, there's a seed for an equal or greater advantage. So you were born without the ability to hear, but because of that, people are going to have lower expectations from you. So if you can go in there and you can perform better than everybody else, even though people had lower expectations from you, people are going to be blown away by you. You won't have to work as hard as everybody else will to be able to impress people. And if you do work as hard, or if you work even harder, you're going to blow people's minds. And so he taught his son that even though he was born with a disability, even though he wasn't born able-bodied, that wasn't a disadvantage, because within that disadvantage, there was also an advantage. And here's the thing. His mom, Napoleon Hill's wife, would be kind of like the helicopter mom. She coddled and she cradled the son and she protected him from the world. And the dad, Napoleon Hill, he was always like, no, you go out there and get it. If you want something in life, you need to go out there and get it. You need to go out there and earn it. And there's a story in the book where one day his son sneaks out of the house, sneaks out the window. And this was back in the 1920s or Yeah, I think it was during the Depression era. His son sneaks out and goes and borrows a nickel from one of the local vendors from, I think it was a shoemaker. Borrows a nickel, goes and buys a bunch of newspapers, a stack of newspapers, and then goes and resells those newspapers and makes, I think it was like 25 cents back. Takes that 25 cents, goes and buys a bigger stack of newspapers, goes out, sells all of those newspapers. By the end of the day, went out without a penny in his pocket, borrowed a nickel, was able to pay the nickel back plus interest, and came back with like $3 in his pocket. And $3 back then was a lot of money. The mom freaked out. Where were you at? I told you never to leave the house. Napoleon Hill, though, the dad, was like, son, I'm so proud of you. You didn't let the fact that you were disabled hold you back. You didn't let the fact that the world is scary and the world's going to look at you differently. You didn't let that hold you back. You went out there and you did what you needed to do. And here's what happened later on in life, because he took the lessons from his father rather than the lessons that his mother tried to instill in him. Later on in life, he found a company that created a hearing aid that actually stuck to the side of your head, not the one that goes in your inner ear, because his inner ears were deformed. He found a company, though, that was working on a hearing aid that stuck to the side of your head and amplified the vibrations and made it to where he was able to hear. So the other hearing aids that were available at the time, they didn't work for him, but that one did. And so he wrote the company and was like, I love your product. It's changed my life. Can I please be a spokesperson for your company? And they hired him. They hit him back up and they were like, hey, we want you to tell other people your story. He went out. He became uber successful. He became like the lead guy in their marketing department, became a head guy in their sales department, and ended up dying. Well, everybody ends up dying, but ended up dying a very successful person. Ended up living the majority of his adult life as a very successful people, even though he was disabled in a time where disabled people were treated way worse than they are today. He still lived better than 90% of the people at his time because he didn't let his disabilities hold him back. So able-bodied, it can be a hindrance, but it definitely doesn't have to hold you back. It doesn't have to stop you. And you watch these videos, you could go on YouTube and watch videos of people without legs or people without arms doing just amazing things. Skiers without legs, snowboarders without legs, people that are born disabled and are able to do just amazing things anyway. So being able-bodied is not a key to being successful. And being disabled is not something that prevents you from being disabled or from being successful. Now, here's the one thing that I will say. This is, if there's anything that grants you privilege in life, this is the one thing that I believe grants you privilege. Being attractive. Attractive people definitely have it a lot easier than unattractive people. Doesn't matter whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're white. If you're an attractive black person, you've got it better than unattractive black people. If you're an attractive black person, you've got it better than unattractive white people when it comes to most business-oriented things. People hire attractive people. People go out of their way to please attractive people. Attractiveness does grant you a little bit of privilege in life, but even that doesn't matter because I'm an ugly motherfucker. I'm pretty successful. I know a lot of people that are not attractive, so they had to be extra smart. And that's the thing. Attractive people don't have to work on their brain. They don't have to work on their personality. So while their looks last, yeah, grants them a huge advantage. But then their looks start to fade, or their personality is too repulsive, so their looks don't make up for the fact that they have a horrible personality, or their looks don't make up for the fact that they're dumb as rocks and they never actually took the time to work on their intellect. So being attractive, yes, it offers you a little bit of privilege in life, but it also sets you up for failure later on in life. So what is it? What are the things that do set you up for success? What are the things that will make you successful? These are all mindset things. These are all where you focus your attention, what you focus on. So I'm going to go over 5 things to focus on in order to make yourself successful. A good advertisement is like a good story. It pulls your prospect in, takes them on a journey, and delivers them to a buying decision. Too bad most ads suck. Most dads come off as hypey and salesy. Even worse, they come off as boring or confusing. Most business owners suck at writing ads, and most shoppers have learned to tune them out completely. Want the secret formula I use for writing my ads? You want your ads to stand out from all the noise? Want to know 9 foundational elements that make up a compelling piece of sales copy? Would you like some of the best editing tips I use to keep people reading what I write? Want it all for free? Well, I've got you covered. Head on over to copyandfunnels.com/guide and download your free advertiser's cheat sheet today. That's copyandfunnels.com/guide. Download your free guide and start getting more sales from your ads today. copyandfunnels.com/guide. The first one is, don't focus on who's holding you down. Focus on how you can build yourself up. If you're spending all your time focusing on your obstacles, you're focusing on what systematic oppressions are holding you back. You're focusing on white people are holding me back, or Zionists are holding me back, or the deep state is holding me back. The CIA MK Ultra mind control program is holding me back. The central bankers and their fiat currency is holding me back. If you want to spend all your time focusing on what's holding you down, you won't have any time to focus on how to build yourself up. There's no way that you can be victorious if you're spending all your time looking for evidence that you're a victim. So don't focus on what's holding you down or who's holding you down. Focus on what you can do or how you can build yourself up. Number 2, don't focus on problems. Focus on solutions. So many people spend all their time worrying about stuff that's outside of their control, or worrying about stuff that's inside of their control, but not focusing on how they can actually solve those problems. Here's something that I've learned, and this is something from leading a lot of different teams. Like I said, I own 2 businesses. Both of those businesses, I have to manage teams. In every other job that I've ever had, I've always been promoted to leadership positions. I've had to run meetings, corporate board meetings. I've had to do a lot of stuff where I've worked with a lot of different team members. And there's always 2 different types of people in those teams. Well, there's a lot of different types of people, but there's 2 that stick out. There's the people that have a solution for every problem. Those are the go-getters. Those are the intrapreneurs. Those are the people that you say, how can we fix this? And they say, well, we can do this. And I'm like, okay, you're on it. Make sure that happens. Go get it. Then there's the people that have a problem for every solution. So every time you say, well, how about we try and do it this way? They say, well, that won't work because of this. Okay, well, let's try this then. Nope, that won't work because I already tried it that way and it didn't work because of this. Okay, well, nope, that's not going to work either. Some people have a solution for every problem. Some people have a problem for every solution. Successful people are the people that focus on solutions. Unsuccessful people are the people that focus on problems. All right. Number 3, don't focus on the past, because it robs you of the ability to focus on, or the ability to enjoy the present, and it robs you the ability to build the future. Some people spend all of their time dwelling on mistakes, dwelling on lost opportunities, dwelling on the one that got away. And they do it so much that it makes it to where they're not able to appreciate the one that's there in their life now. Or they focus on, I dropped out of high school and that was the biggest mistake of my life. Or I didn't get the job that I was going for, and now I'll never be a success. If you spend all your time focusing on the past, it robs you of the ability to focus on the future. The future is what you have control over. You have no control over the past. You can't change the past. So don't dwell on it. Don't focus on it. You can change the future. So spend your time focusing on the future. So that was number 3. Don't focus on the past. It robs you of the ability to enjoy the present and focus on the future. Don't focus on the past unless, and this is a caveat, number 4, if you're going to focus on the past, don't focus on past failures. Focus on past successes. So if you're about to take on any kind of endeavor, if you're going to take on a new business idea, if you're going to take on a new job application, if you're going to take on, if you're going to go holler at some girl, if you're going to go, or some guy or whatever, I'm not judging. If you're going to, if you're going to try and pull off a 1080 kickflip, whatever the case may be, if you focus on past failures, you're setting yourself up for future failures. But if you focus on past successes, you're setting yourself up for future success. And the reason why is because we have this thing in our brain called the reticular activating system. And what this thing does is it helps you find evidence of what you want to believe. It's a confirmation bias machine. So if you're a Christian and you want to believe that the world is ran by Satanists, you'll see Satanism everywhere. You'll see it in logos for corporations. You'll see it in logos for rock music. You'll see it in the way that buildings are laid out. You'll see Satanism everywhere, even when it's not really there. If you're convinced that you're being held down because of your skin color, you'll find evidence for systematic racism everywhere. You'll get on the bus and the bus driver will treat you the same way he treats everybody else because he's having a bad day and he's treating people like shit. But you'll automatically assume he's treating you like shit because you're the wrong skin color. If you believe that there's racism everywhere, you'll find racism everywhere, even when it's not really there. If you believe that if you're a feminist and you believe that the patriarchy is holding you down, you'll find evidence for the patriarchy everywhere. Same thing, if you're a men's rights activist, if you're a MGTOW person and you believe that feminists are overrunning society, you'll find evidence for that everywhere, whether it's there or not. If you're one of these white genocide people that thinks that the white race is being erased and that there's reverse racism everywhere, you'll find justification for that belief everywhere. And that's not saying that there's not racism. That's not saying that there's not misogyny. That's not saying that there's not anti-white racism. That's just saying that if that's what you focus on, you'll find more of it. Your brain, your reticular activating system will give it more importance than it actually has. It'll give it more precedence than it actually has, because you focus and your brain will find evidence for what you focus on. Your brain will find evidence to back up what you want to believe. So if you're going to focus on the past and you're going to focus on every time that you failed, every time you tried that kickflip and you failed, every time that you hollered at a hot girl and she turned you down, every time that you applied for a job and you were turned down, If you focus on those, and everybody gets shot down once in a while. Everybody misses a kickflip once in a while. Everybody applies for a job once in a while and has it fail on them. Everybody who's a successful entrepreneur has had 12 or 13 unsuccessful ventures. The reason that they hit the 13th or the 14th successful one is because they didn't focus on all of their failures each time that they set up and tried again. So if you're going to focus on the past, focus on evidence of your successes rather than evidence of your failures. What you focus on will help your belief system, and what you find evidence for will, I mean, there's evidence for either one. There's evidence that if you're a black person, some white people are racist against you. There's also evidence that if you're a black person, there's some white people that don't care about your skin color. There's evidence that if you're a female, some guys are intimidated by your success. There's also evidence that if you're a female, there's tons of white knights out there that want to prop you up and show how empowered and successful a woman can be. So whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it. You might as well look for evidence that backs up beliefs that will empower you rather than beliefs that will disempower you. And then number five, the fifth thing to focus on is actually an acronym for focus. This is the most important out of everything. Yeah, I would say all of these are equally important, but here's the thing. Focus. F-O-C-U-S. Follow one course until successful. I see so many entrepreneurs fall into the trap of spreading themselves too thin, fall into the trap of shiny object syndrome. Ooh, I want to do this. Ooh, I want to do this. Ooh, squirrel. Here's the thing. You've got one life. You've got 24 hours in each day. You've got 7 days in each week. You've got a very limited amount of time. Imagine that you had a plank, a board in front of you, a 2x4, and you had a nail, and you had 5 swings. You only get 5 swings, and you have to of a hammer. You've got 5 swings of the hammer, and you have to nail this nail all the way through the board. Most entrepreneurs, most people out there, what they do is they take a swing, the nail goes a quarter of an inch the way through, and they say, oh, that didn't work. So they pull the nail out and they move it to another spot on the board. They think, well, maybe over here will be a little bit softer. Maybe the wood here will work better. So they've used up one swing. Now they use up another one. Bam. Now they've used up 2 swings and the same thing. They only got a quarter of the inch of the way through. So they pull the nail out and they move it to another section of the board. Now they're on their 3rd swing and they swing again, this time really, really hard. And still, it only goes about a half of an inch the way through. So they pull the nail up again. They say, well, that didn't work either. I'm going to try over here. And then they put all their might into it. They're like, I've only got 2 swings left. This is my 4th swing. And they swing with all their might. And it only goes about halfway through. And they're like, shit, that wasn't the right place to swing either. So they pull the nail up again and they pick a 5th spot and they swing for the 5th time and they only go halfway through. And they're like, I guess I'm just a failure. I guess I just wasn't meant to succeed. I'm just not meant to be an entrepreneur. But the truth of the matter is they had 5 swings, and the reason that they failed is because they got distracted. If they would have just put all 5 swings into that one first hole, if they would have swung once and didn't pull the nail up and swung again and made it another quarter of an inch the way through and then swung a 3rd time and made it halfway through and then swung the 4th time and made it all the way through, they would have made it through with only 4 swings and they would have had the 5th swing to try on another spot. But because they got distracted, because they didn't follow one course until successful, they weren't successful. So if you're an entrepreneur out there and you're like, this week I want to do this type of business, next week I want to do this type of business, or this week I'm going to, content marketing is what's going to make me successful. Oh, you know what? Actually, building an email list is what's going to make me successful. Oh, you know what? Actually, Facebook ads is what's going to make me successful. If you're diverting your energy in 15 different ways, If half of your energy is going west and half of your energy is going north and another half of your energy is going east because you've got 3 halves of energy for some reason, you're not going to be able to go in any direction. You're going to be being pulled this way. You're going to be being pulled that way. And you're never going to be able to actually get to the destination in nearly the same amount of time as if you would just say, this is where I'm going. And if any direction that doesn't help get me to that point, I'm just going to ignore it. So focus, follow one course until successful. If you do these 5 things, doesn't matter what skin color you have, doesn't matter what kind of genitalia you have, it doesn't matter what type of economic situation you were born into. None of those things matter if you nail these 5 things. Don't focus on who's holding you down. Focus on how you can build yourself up. Don't focus on problems. Focus on solutions. Don't focus on the past. Focus on the future. Don't focus on failures. Focus on successes. And follow one course until successful. And you will be successful. All right. My name is Nathan Frazier. I hope you enjoyed this. If you want to check out more of my stuff, you can check out my podcast over at NathanFrazierShow.com. Make sure to subscribe to it on iTunes. If you're watching this on YouTube or if you're watching this on Facebook, make sure you subscribe to my videos so that you don't miss them in the future. I'm Nathan Frazier. I'm the High Priest of Propaganda. NathanFrazierShow.com is the website. Remember, be your own boss. Hashtag BYO boss. I'm out of here. Deuces!